under administrative, we were posted at 9, right?
9 for administrative. We got 5 minutes before you guys can start, so.
Okay.
Call us to order here. Has anybody heard from our health insurance? I have, if you haven't.
I have not. I saw an email last night.
Did you? The Cox came back with 2% more off, so it would be a 4% increase. So the 6% increase.
Right.
And Budnick, he and I shared a prayer group on Tuesday mornings. He offered for he and Vicky to come talk to us again. And we had any thought that we might want some more of their input. And I grabbed a little bit one-on-one with him this morning.
Sure.
I've kind of got a feeling where we ought to go, but anyway.
I'm ready to vote on it.
You're ready to vote on it.
Yep.
The only thing was, do you want to even talk to Cox about, they had a sole provider option too.
A
plan like St. John's, remember, had offered us a sole provider plan. Cox has one, but we've never seen it. Do we want to see that before? Or is that even a deal?
I think it'd be wise to look at it. I mean, they're available.
Will it be a deal if they've, I don't want to use negotiate as a term, but
right.
Will it be a deal if they have went the extra step to help like they did before, whenever they give us the 16-month extension for the history? So if they're considering 4%, then is it
right?
It's just a
you understand what
just
I'm saying?
Another option, I think. I don't think it'd have anything to do with.
I mean, if I could just, if my only thought is if they could come in and present that other option, it may be nothing. Just so at least I've heard the option, and then I'm ready to vote too.
You want to
post something?
You want to get a hold of Jillian and ask her if she would set us a time to visit with them.
Yep.
Get a hold of Vicky and.
Perfect. I will do that right now. And you've now, two more minutes to fill air, dead air.
Dead air.
Wow.
Well, James just reminded me, he was at PNZ last night while we got 2 minutes of dead air.
Mm-hmm.
The PNZ commission put off visiting about the code. Mm-hmm. Classifications.
Right.
Both of the Aegis folks were here, but they didn't have a full crew, and so Sean Pingleton was chairing the meeting since Sarah was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just FYI.
They just postponed the discussion. Okay.
Yep.
I think we can round up now, so you're good.
Yeah. Okay, we'll welcome again, Health Department.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming and giving us some input.
Do all the commissioners know Kara?
I think so. Kara Ball?
I think I've met.
David's wife, or she's David. Anyway,
he's my husband.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So.
And Robert? All right. Help us. How do we stop smoking in Tane County? That's a little question.
Why don't you kind of fill the other two commissioners in on the Breathe Easy?
We started a coalition in 2007 called Breathe Easy Taney County. And we started this coalition because we had found through our community health assessment that our smoking rate in Taney County was about 40%. And that test was a red flag. And so we decided that we would start to educate our community on the effects of tobacco and secondhand smoke, which is what we've done. And our coalition has grown very slowly, and we've had great success in our schools with Branson and Forsyth for now. We're going to add Hollister in the near future, but Patricia Savello has gone in and formed these clubs, and we're working with our youth to prevent them from starting to smoke, because if you can prevent them from smoking, then you don't have to worry about it, you know, later on. And so we're hoping that will help to bring our rates down eventually. It's a long process. we have noticed that there are several restaurants and bars that are, when they're opening, are smoke-free. The Comedy Club is smoke-free. They have been from the get-go, which I think is awesome. There have been a couple of restaurants on the landing that have gone smoke-free as well. So we're just educating our community about tobacco and the effects of secondhand smoke. That's our main mission right now.
When did you start the Breathe Easy campaign?
2007.
Okay. And are you starting to see some statistics? I mean, statistically, are we starting to see any effects right now?
We're seeing effects in our youth.
Okay.
As far as, like, the school survey, Missouri School uh-huh. Survey, has shown that fewer children
is helping in Taney County.
And, okay. Yeah. And they do consider tobacco a gateway drug.
Okay.
So if they start to smoke in, you know, second grade, third grade, by fourth grade, it's shown that they will probably start drinking. So,
wow.
They work kind of hand in hand. So, that is our main mission, is to educate our community. So the more, you know, that we can get involved, the city of Branson has been, has helped us immensely. They have recently started working on making their city hall smoke-free. They've moved their smoking area from right there in front of the door to across the street. They are talking about, you know, going campus-wide as far as, like, their parks and things like that. So
they have, I think we have designated smoke areas, but they've designated and actually physically moved their smoke areas.
Okay. Yes, they cannot smoke within 25 feet of the building.
Okay.
And our, in 2008, we went, the Taney County Health Department went smoke-free. Tobacco-free, actually. The campus,
okay.
Yeah. So they cannot smoke anywhere near our buildings at all. They have to go across the street or into the parking lot over in Forsyth. So we just kind of started with our own
sure.
house, so to speak. So now, in this last year, we did change our name from Breathe Easy Taney County to Smoke Free Taney County, simply because when you'd say Breathe Easy Taney County, they thought maybe it was a group for asthmatics or something. So we had to kind of change that to kind of fit in with everything else that was going on.
Okay.
So that's been a recent change. We are, we've also gone under the umbrella of the Healthy Families Task Force because we were having a hard time getting people to meet on a regular basis. So we have gone under the economic portion of the Healthy Families Task Force umbrella. They have subcommittees, and we're under that subcommittee, and we're working closely with John Baltus. And he's helped us immensely getting the word out about the Great American Smokeout, which is this Thursday. And we did send letters out to all of the businesses that were members of the chamber in Stone and Taney County, and encouraging them to participate in the Great American Smokeout. We have about 10 businesses this year that are going to participate, either by putting it on their marquee, or we've purchased several banners that we can, you know, put out for them. We're doing that this year. We also have a couple of hotels. Meyer Hotels is doing a Smoke Buddy campaign where they team a non-smoker with a smoker, and they have to go for 2 days without smoking. So they'll do Thursday and Friday.
Hmm.
And then they get their name put into a pot, and each one gets pulled out, and they get a free day off with pay. So, you know, it's kind of just a...
That's for employees.
That's for employees.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's another way for, you know, people to... We can help people to quit if they smoke, or, you know, just get the word out that, you know, not quitting or not starting is the best way.
Right.
So that's kind of where we are now. In the spring, we hope to do another event called Kick Butts Day, which is geared more toward our youth. So, and it's a national event. So,
have we ever done a survey to see how many people smoke that are county employees?
No, Jim, they don't shoot.
Did they?
I said they don't.
Okay, I'm just curious if we know statistically how many we have. I'm just curious.
There has been evidence nationwide, though, that sometimes your health insurance premiums for groups take into consideration if you have a large population of non-smokers involved. They do build that in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that locally we have received that kind of attention, but there is evidence that does occur.
Didn't we have a survey, fill-in-the-dot survey, a year or two ago on
our health insurance that ask questions like that, sure. Seem like.
Sure.
I bet.
They ask the questions when we have our little wellness thing where we have our blood test and all that sort of thing. We fill out a questionnaire.
That was it, yeah.
For those people who did participate, we only had 60 of the 300 participate. So.
Right.
Okay.
Hmm.
There are movements, and I guess that's one of the reasons we came to you guys this morning was the fact that we would like to, for whatever discussions and whatever emphasis that we try to place on, you know, issues that we discovered that are priorities to us that we should be addressing from a public health standpoint, is we'd like to kind of have everybody on board and up to date and sort of speaking with one voice, you know, encouraging, for instance, Gail Myers, I think all of you know Gail, is pretty active in our coalition and to the point that all of their hotels are smoke-free, totally.
Right.
We have some restaurant owners that have joined us, and I think we published a guide of restaurants and hotels in our area that were smoke-free.
Right.
And I know on our restaurant inspections, it's not an issue inspection, but we do, on our website, we list if the restaurant is smoking or not smoking or smoke-free. So we try to have that information so people can make their choices. And I don't know, I think Bob Evans' restaurants nationwide went smoke-free, and
right.
They publicized that. So we like to coordinate those efforts in our county, and of course, I guess we would request you give some consideration to supporting the need to have healthier citizens, because it's a broad thing. You know, I heard you talk about your health insurance premiums, mm-hmm. and of course, all of those are respond to how much we use mm-hmm. health facilities and smoking, being obesity, which is another big factor in not just Missouri but in a lot of the southern states right now, and all that tend to keep healthcare costs higher
mm-hmm.
than we expect. So.
What would you suggest a first step for the county, for us?
I would making your house smoke-free, making your campuses smoke-free would be my suggestion.
That would be a big step.
That's a huge step.
Let's
give me a half a step then.
Yeah.
I mean, because we have a designated smoke area at this building. We have this, what we call the smoke shack. But that's not the only smoke area. I mean,
people smoke outside
the entrance and doors, and
the
so what is Branson doing? They're
not very far from what she says smoke free. Mm-hmm.
Or designate, actually have specific designate.
You can have a sign that says no smoking for 25 feet.
Right.
So not that everybody obeys it, but that's there.
Right.
So really moving your designated smoke areas would probably be
right.
Both here
and enforcing it. You know, enforcement is a big issue also.
Yeah, we would like to.
Yeah, if you could do
the
enforcement, that would be helpful.
You know, you'd be surprised of a lot of people, you know, when you say, excuse me, but our campus is tobacco free. Oh, man, I'm sorry. And they you know, I've not been beat up once. So, you know.
We're elected officials. They're looking for a reason.
Well, I'll go out there. Send Bob out. He'll go. But that would be, yeah, just moving your designated area where people that are coming in aren't walking through it. You know, it's not just your employees, it's the people that come
sure.
here as well.
Sure.
I think recently, and you probably can address this a little better than I can, but in the St. Louis area, did St. Louis City and St. Louis County mm-hmm. consider no smoking ordinance? And, of course, Springfield went through that a few years ago. So it does cause quite a bit of discussion when that topic
I live
comes
in the city
out.
Of Fayetteville, Arkansas,
yeah.
and they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an interesting.
Yeah. So what we like to do is just start quietly and get people to talking and thinking and hopefully have the ones that will recognize the importance of it with their kids and with respect for other people because it's been proven beyond a doubt that secondhand smoking has as much effect particularly on kids in automobiles or in mm-hmm. houses as if they were smoking themselves.
And
I mean, there's no difference in
right.
and the effects on their body.
And there's a new study out that says the effects of secondhand smoke increases your risk of heart attack more than they had originally thought. So It's not just the people that are smoking. It's the people that aren't smoking that are smoking, you know, passively. So it's like Jim said, get people to think about this.
Sure.
That's the main idea.
Get some conversation. Another thing you could possibly also do is look at your facilities, your employees, and do an assessment to actually see where exactly you do stand. You may find out that you're actually a lot better off than what you thought, and moving completely smoke-free for all your campuses may not be that big of an issue. You know, but understanding exactly where you stand right now will help you kind of plan for those future steps.
What kind of pushback did you get from the people who come to the health department? I mean, you have a big population that use your facilities, and you said you made your campuses smoke-free.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of did you get?
I didn't realize any real resistance to it. We still, the Forsyth campus is a little bit more difficult because we don't own the parking lot.
Okay.
We own just the ground and the sidewalk that our building sits on. People think we're part of that shopping center, but we're the only entity there that physically own the ground and the building.
Okay.
But we don't own the parking lot. So our property ends at the
sidewalk.
So
okay.
All they have to do is step off the sidewalk to be off of our property.
Okay.
And so that is an issue.
Okay.
Right.
And of course, another issue is that if you don't have some containers for people to drop their butts in, they're going to throw them on the ground.
Right.
So if you're totally a smoke-free campus, we really don't need the butt holder there.
Right.
That encourages them to stand there and smoke, just like if you put one right by your door.
Which we do.
That's going to encourage people that they'll get out of your
That's where you smoke.
It encourages them to stand right by that ashtray or whatever and smoke.
Do you have a percent? What kind of percent of smokers do you have as employees?
Very, very low percent. I'm probably out of 48 people, I'm aware of probably 5 smokers.
Yeah.
So, what, 10% then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big issue too is that we consider our vehicles as
property.
As property, so
vehicles are smoke free also.
In other words, if we happen to get in a vehicle and
I think our policy says that vehicles are supposed to be smoke free.
So, but that's a difficult thing because unless you have somebody getting in the car, if you got pretty much ours has about the same driver all the time, so they're not passengers. So unless you get in it and ride
right.
with them, you don't know whether it's smoke-free or not. But we've been, like, I think we have 3 employees I'm aware of at the Branson campus, and you can see them because they actually walk over to the Larry Simmering where those guys have their break areas, and that's where they smoke. Of course, it creates other management problems for you because it's pretty difficult for people to take a 15-minute break and walk 100 yards and smoke and be back in 15 minutes.
Right,
so
right.
There are other issues that you have to consider when you know, if you ask them to even just leave your building. So.
Okay.
I remember, and it may have been when you started in 07, to Rayanne spoke, you all had mm-hmm. program there mm-hmm. at campus over here, and some of the literature, maybe some of the things that were said, but anyway, I remember looking at some of the literature. And I thought about one of our employees that smokes, and mm-hmm. I brought it back to her in a kind way.
And we had an interesting...
It's pretty impressive to me, some of the...
Interesting report just this past month. In fact, we had a big...
Just a display?
Display in our lobby of smoking and the bad effects of mm-hmm. it. And we kept it up probably for 4 or 5 months. You never know what kind of effect they have, but there was a gentleman came in and told one of our nurses that he'd been smoking 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he routinely comes to get his blood pressure checked, and he said after several weeks of seeing that sign, he walked in and told Gail he'd stopped smoking.
Wow.
And so, you know, but that's a slow success to, you know, have one person.
But those are the best ones.
Right.
Have you isolated into target groups? Do you have I notice that teenage girls smoke seem to be a group that smokes more than even teenage boys or young ladies that are come into a convenience store to and buy cigarettes. Do you have target groups? I know you're and if you have a lot of the elderly in a certain group smoke, and then there seems to be a gap there, and then there seems to be the younger people that smoke.
I'm sure our statistics that Robert pretty much breaks down and puts in that report, I think he shared with some of you annually, he can break them down by age group, but we have a tendency to focus on people that we have access to. For instance, there's a big emphasis on pregnant women or women with young children. We have access to almost 2,000 of those visits a month through our WIC program, and so that's an emphasis, a real strong emphasis on smoking with the pregnant women and young mothers. So that target group is one we can identify quite handily. We've probably not been very well at targeting on seniors because we don't see seniors that often. We see a limited number of them that just use us routinely for their wellness checks or their blood pressure checks, and then usually during flu season is our next historical contact with more of the elderly people. Mm-hmm.
As far as the youth go, actually tobacco companies target that group. Mm-hmm. The young ladies, the young teenage girls, they package their cigarettes such that mom doesn't know that's a package of cigarettes. They have them out now. You know, you get four to a pack, and it looks just like a little lipstick case, and they can put it in their purse, and mom never knows. But if we can educate the young ladies that, you know, this is what the big tobacco's putting out there, you know, and educate them on what's going on, then they can make better informed decisions. That's our hope anyway.
Well, I applaud you. I know you've been plugging along, get your emails, and for hanging in there and staying after it. You see some good reports. You know, it's doing some good here and there.
When you started this coalition, you gave a report to the commission, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I thought in 2007 you came before us here. And
I don't know that I came before you, but I know that you guys came to one of the first.
We come to a meeting because that the presentation was presented.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I wasn't sure that it was here.
Yeah, you, at least two of you at different times, mm-hmm. sometimes three we've been able, but most of the time that I recall, y'all have always had a present when we were trying to get a community program going, and we appreciate that, I think, because that makes a statement, whether you stop smoking or not. But at least the statement is kind of like me being overweight, you know. But,
Rick, do you think we get to have a questionnaire for our benefits fair? Just a voluntary questionnaire to see if we can get any feedback, anonymous.
You could have one, but knowing all the people that are going to come through, they're the ones probably more concerned about their health, probably not going to get an accurate assessment.
Right.
If you want to do one, I'd like someone out and paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be. I'd rather just see where we are. I mean, we don't. What's your thoughts, gentlemen?
I've been thinking, again, some of the literature that, and I can't tell you what it said, but it impressed me that I picked up, and I was thinking about us considering putting some literature in the paychecks ever so often. You know, if you're looking for help.
You have to do that, guys, if you have any concern for their health. Yeah. You really always have a responsibility. Well, they may not like it, but,
just like the gentleman they were talking about, if you see it often enough.
Do you have a paycheck flyer that
we can put one together?
Could you put one together for us?
Sure.
And then maybe we also come up with a little paycheck survey in it. Well, if we do it this way, I think we'd get a better response that way. If you would do that and then get with one of us or the ladies upstairs, and we'll try to get. I mean, I think we owe that. And then the other thing is, I'd like to do a survey to see what population, because we're only talking 2% of the people here smoke, you know, we would have a little, we'd be more open to changing some policies about smoke-free campus and all that.
do your employees participate financially in their dependent insurance coverage?
Yes.
You know, I know you're talking about that right now. That's always a good timing if you can talk about these issues that help keep that cost down. But I know it's a big issue with our employees because their dependent cost is pretty high if they choose to cover it. And they may not see any benefit this year, but they could surely see a benefit over a year.
Sure.
We're in the process of establishing a wellness center for planning and zoning, and sewer used to be downstairs. And I can think of a couple of employees that are very interested in doing that, and they're smokers. And I'd make a guess that probably most smokers have thought about, if not tried many times. Mm-hmm. I got a first.
Well, there are resources that Kara could call in, even if you want, once you get your wellness program started, that there are people that's from Springfield and others that work full time on coalitions and American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, and they actually will probably help participate if you felt that was needed on them.
Well, we do. Once we have the Wellness Center built out, we're going to do a little announcement and make sure everyone comes through, and then that may be a good time to focus on some of the wellness aspects of it. Because there is effects of smoking, and we all know that, but we just need to go ahead and remind everyone, too.
Right.
Well, at one time, the county provided some memberships to, Ozark.
Mm-hmm. Roark.
Roark, I mean.
Right.
Is that, do y'all still do that, or?
That's part of what we're going to do downstairs.
Yeah, I know it's kind of difficult for people to travel distances on a regular basis.
Yeah, we looked at the Skaggs when they went in the
Rexplex,
and the cost, and then there were so few that were willing to drive over there.
The participation
most of them live on this end of the county, and
it just makes sense to have it here if we have the space, and we have the space all of a sudden. And so, if we're looking for participation, having it on campus. Both participation before, during, at lunchtime and after work, we should have a higher percent to participate. Mm-hmm. It'll cost the county less money, but also provide the wellness options.
Mm-hmm. And if whoever heads up or is the contact person, whether it's Rick's office or whatever, needs, there are some stop smoking programs that Kara has access to resources that can help set those up. Sure. Or direct.
When we get a little closer, we probably will be talking. Okay.
We're also planning to use that same area as a shelter, fix it up. There won't be much fixing up to it, but a shelter for when
storms.
We have storms that folks can come in and get shelter. We have some folks that use the parking garage that'll pull in there when there's a storm. They don't have a good place to go, and so we're excited about that.
That's awesome.
So be another positive thing for it.
Sure is.
Well, we appreciate y'all listening to us this morning.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right. We got anything else, administrative? Or
we're good till 10.
We'll recess till 10 o'clock then.
Sounds great.